Last January, a group of city leaders stood outside the old Fox Theater in Stevens Point, which had been shuttered for years. Now they said there was hope that the old Opera House could be reopened and renovated if a referendum was passed, paving the way for an ambitious downtown redevelopment plan. Downtown advocate Ann Sherrill and Mayor Andrew Halverson had high hopes.
This community has waited for 30 years for this day, honestly.
Oh, this is where we went. This was the place where we came to the movies. And I married my high school sweetheart, but I have to find our spot up on the balcony. And here we go. First, we have to pass a referendum.
The referendum was passed, and Mayor Halverson was reelected. The city was ready to move forward with plans that would not just reopen the theater, but would move Mid-State Technical College into the struggling downtown mall. But negotiations to buy the mall property fell through, and when the city moved to condemn it, owner Valley Bank filed an injunction. Steve Janney is the bank's senior vice president.
We are challenging in court the city's right to condemn the property. We are also filing for an injunction to keep the city from doing any work on the mall until this decision is made in a court of law.
Mayor Halverson is confident the city will prevail when the case comes to court.
There is really no grounds, in our opinion, for stopping the award of damages and the ultimate taking of the property by the city.
At the end of the year, the fate of the old Fox Theater and the entire downtown redevelopment plan awaits that court date, scheduled for January 17th. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.